This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados gets a rating upgrade by Moody's. The fire chief warns of a rise in house and grass fires and urges the public to stop indiscriminate burning. CXE introduces a new certificate to support students facing challenges with traditional exams. 13-year-old Jonathan Chase, who was fatally shot at Silver Hill, to be laid to rest today. And a civic group criticizes Easter weekend Vibes Cartel show and urges more respect for the sacred holiday. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados' economy is showing signs of improvement. That's according to Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, who says a recent upgrade by international credit agency Moody's proves the country is on the right track. Mr. Strawn says the effects of the stronger economy are already being felt. He pointed to better public services, more job opportunities, and a boost in investment as strong signs of rising confidence in the local economy.
The recent ratings upgrade by Moody's is further evidence that the country's fiscal position has stabilized and that the government has been able to execute a robust Barbados economic recovery and transformation program in spite of the challenges we have faced in the last 7 years. We've seen more investment coming into the economy, but equally more domestic investment, particularly in housing, which speaks volumes about the level of consumer confidence in spite of elevated global inflation. Interest rates have reduced because of the improvement in the country's overall credit quality, and as a result, we are seeing more jobs being created. The government is conscious, however, that in the current rapidly evolving external environment, we must continue to be disciplined, to be innovative on all fronts in order to mitigate the potential downside risks prevailing within the global environment.
Mr. Strawn says he hopes Barbadians will avoid scams and fraudulent schemes and instead invest in legitimate opportunities that help build the country's future.
I hope that these continued independent reviews of Barbados' economy, that more and more Barbadians will see the benefits of being able to invest in the future of the country, be it business ventures or in government securities. Recently, I have received requests for the issuance of longer-term debt instruments. This is also a sign that confidence in the local bond markets is rebounding quickly. With this, I hope Bajans will follow the lead of some of the institutional investors and not participate in any further scams or fraudulent schemes, but will instead participate in legitimate investment opportunities to build Barbados' future. Given the current international environment, we must be prepared for anything. And therefore, once we take this ratings action as positive, we will take fresh care. We will monitor the downside risks as they arise, but we will continue to focus on those things that are well within our control.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. The chief fire officer is warning of a significant rise in fire incidents across the island. Speaking during the Barbados Fire Service's 70th anniversary Thanksgiving church service, Errol Maynard said the trend so far this year highlights a growing threat that demands urgent attention. Mr. Maynard said the rise in grass and house fires is especially concerning and signals a need for heightened public awareness and prevention efforts.
As of April 14, 2025, we have already responded to 484 fire calls, a noticeable increase from 421 recorded for the previous year, 2024. Among these incidents were 25 private dwelling house fires, up from 17 the previous year. Grass fires have jumped from 178 to 247, while rubbish fires, though slightly reduced, have numbered 124 compared to 143 last year. These numbers tell a story, not just of increased activity, but of risk, the risk pattern that requires our immediate and focused attention.
Mr. Maynard highlighted one area of growing concern, pointing specifically to the sharp rise in grass fires. He's urging the public to stop the dangerous practice of indiscriminate burning, especially during the dry season.
One concerning trend is a sharp rise in grass fires, many of which result from the indiscriminate burning. We must all take this serious. Such fires occur in dry, windy conditions and can rapidly spread to threaten homes, lives, and the environment. I appeal to all of us, to all members, to all of Barbados, to cease this dangerous practice of setting fires without proper permits or regard for the conditions. Fire safety begins with prevention, and prevention begins with personal responsibility. Let us work together to reduce avoidable incidents that strain resources and endanger communities.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. The Caribbean Examinations Council, CXC, yesterday announced a new qualification that can be attained, the Caribbean Targeted Education Certificate, or CTEC. This new certificate joins the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC, and the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Exam, CAPE, as a course of study for secondary students who may encounter any kind of difficulty before completion of the traditional examinations. During a press conference at CXC headquarters, Chief Executive Officer and Registrar Dr. Wayne Wesley spoke to the addition and emphasized it was not introduced to buffer low pass rates in previous years, but more about ensuring relevance and repositioning the council.
It will be utilizing the same syllabus. It will focus on related and relevant learning outcomes, as well as providing for the progressive achievement of competencies, and of course, non-terminal, and hence the progressive nature of the syllabus. This new qualification is what we call the Caribbean Targeted Education Certificate, CTEC. This CTEC, along with the suite of credentials that we offer, will be our micro-credential and will be awarded to students who successfully achieve a module. Then, this will lead up into our intermediate credential, which you're already familiar with, our CSEC and CAPE.
Chief Executive Officer and Registrar at CXC, Dr. Wayne Wesley. The station sergeant who arrested and charged Member of Parliament Neil Rowe for rape will be cross-examined by the Defence Council today when the trial continues in the No. 5 Supreme Court before Justice Pamela Beckles. Arthur Springer has already revealed that he posed 45 questions to Mr. Rowe over a 90-minute investigation in 2022, but the station sergeant will be answering to King's Counsel Michael Lashley as the trial commences at 9:30 a.m. Two other witnesses will testify on day 4 of the trial against Rowe, who has been accused that he had sexual intercourse with a woman on September 18, 2022, without her consent or was reckless as to whether she consented. On Monday, a United States-based forensic expert testified that she found no sperm or DNA evidence linking parliamentarian Neil Rowe with the alleged rape victim. 13-year-old Jonathan Chase, the young man who captured the hearts of Barbadians when he was gunned down at Silver Hill Christchurch Hard Court on March 25th, will be laid to rest today. The funeral for the former Milton Lynch Primary and Lodge School student will take place at the Garfield Sobers Complex from 1 p.m. with tributes scheduled for 11:30 a.m. Students are asked to wear their school uniform, while others have been asked to wear his favorite color, red. And finally, civic group Friends of Democracy is raising concern over the timing of an event promoting the music of dancehall artist Vibes Cartel scheduled during the Easter weekend. Representative of the group, Ricardo Harrison, told Starcom Network News, while they respect artistic expression, the event shows a lack of regard for the spiritual significance of the Christian holiday. He's urging promoters and cultural stakeholders to be more mindful when staging events during religious holidays and to ensure national values are respected.
While we respect the artistic contributions of Vibes Cartel and the fans who support his music, we believe that scheduling a performance or promoting his work during the sacred Easter period is deeply inappropriate and misaligned with the spiritual and cultural reverence this holy time demands. Easter is not merely a holiday. It is the cornerstone of the Christian faith, a time of reflection, sacrifice, and resurrection. This is not about censorship or personal attacks. It is about timing, respect, and cultural sensitivity. We support freedom of expression, but we also support reverence for sacred traditions. We call on event organizers, cultural agencies, and the wider public to consider the collective values we share and to protect the sanctity of Easter.
Representative from the Friends of Democracy group, Ricardo Harrison, recapping the headlines. Barbados gets a ratings upgrade by Moody's. The fire chief warns of a rise in house and grass fires and urges the public to stop indiscriminate burning. CXE introduces a new certificate to support students facing challenges in traditional exams. 13-year-old Jonathan Chase, who was fatally shot at Silver Hill, will be laid to rest today. And a civic group criticizes Easter weekend Vibes Cartel show and urges more respect for the sacred holiday. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.